From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice hosted her Libyan counterpart today. It's the latest sign that Libya has turned the corner from pariah state to friend. The U.S. sees Libya as a model after Muammar Gaddafi agreed to give up his country's nuclear weapons program. But human rights activists are not impressed. They're urging the U.S. not to allow the warming ties to come at the expense of Libyan dissidents in prison. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
For a secretary who has been a vocal proponent of human rights, today's visit by a top Libyan official could have proved awkward. But Secretary Rice did not appear before reporters with Libyan Foreign Minister Abdulrahman Mohamed Shalgam. Instead, one of her deputies, Undersecretary of State Paula Dobryansky, spoke about the budding relationship at a formal signing ceremony for a science and technology cooperation agreement.
Today, we pledge to strive toward global partnership in science and technology. The possibilities are exciting and limitless.
Foreign Minister Shalgam is the highest-ranking Libyan official to visit Washington in 35 years. He spoke briefly at the ceremony today and at a luncheon yesterday with U.S. business executives. But he did not take questions or speak about past troubles in U.S.-Libyan ties. Instead, he focused on the future, calling for more investment in his oil-rich nation.
Libya is open for the American companies to come and to invest there. They are welcome, all of them, because we want the American technology, the American know-how, the American also capital to come back in Libya and to invest there.
Families of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103 are furious with the reception the foreign minister has gotten here. Libya has not fully compensated the families of the Lockerbie bombing victims because part of the settlement was contingent on the U.S. pulling Libya off the list of state sponsors of terrorism by a certain date, a date that the U.S. missed. Kara Weeps, whose brother was killed in the 1988 airline bombing, told a memorial service in December that the U.S. should not normalize ties until Libya finishes compensating the Pan Am families and the families of the American victims of a 1986 Berlin disco bombing.
To do otherwise risks a shocking failure of U.S. diplomacy and security. While I understand diplomacy can be delicate, so are innocent human lives.
Those thoughts were echoed by a Libyan-American human rights activist, Mohamed El-Jahmi, who now lives in Massachusetts.
The cost of embracing a dictator like Gaddafi, who also has American blood on his hands, outweighs any benefits that we could get from him.
His brother, Fatih El-Jahmi, is a prominent democracy activist who is listed in a new report by Human Rights Watch as one of three jailed Libyan dissidents who have disappeared. Mohamed El-Jahmi says his family has not had contact with his 66-year-old brother for nearly 17 months.
We certainly hope that he is alive. We don't know anything about his condition.
El-Jahmi says he was appalled when State Department officials told him they can't do much to help and suggested that he deal with Muammar Gaddafi's son, the heir apparent in Libya. El-Jahmi says Libyan intermediaries who approached him wanted assurances that his brother would stay silent if released.
They wanted me also to whiten their faces, meaning that I become part of the machine of saying that Gaddafi has changed. I refuse this.
State Department officials say they have been raising this and other cases with the visiting Libyan foreign minister and talking about the outstanding compensation claims by families of the Pan Am 103 victims. But Secretary Rice also had a full agenda of international issues to discuss with her Libyan counterpart now that Libya holds the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council, another sign of its new status. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.